Comedian Harry Shearer appeared in the heavy metal spoof This is Spinal Tap and spent 2 years as a cast member of Saturday Night Live. He's recently done cable specials, and he now hosts a weekly radio show on NPR member station KCRW in Santa Monica. Shearer also plays the comedy clubs, and our critic-at-large Laurie Stone recently caught his act in New York. She says his comedy is informed by a deep understanding of his cultural and political targets.
Harry Shearer has the most coherent anti-establishment politics of any stand-up comedian working today. I recently caught his act at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York, and I came out feeling hopeful. I'm looking forward to the end of Reagan-era art and entertainment, stuff marketed as consumer goods with nothing critical or disturbing inside. Shearer is probably best known for his hilarious turn in the movie Spinal Tap, playing the fictional heavy metalist Derek Smalls. Shearer does Smalls in his act, his scraggly mop and red spandex pants still intact. He's into Christian rock now, not a real departure. We weren't Satanists per se, but I've always believed a man's relationship with the supreme evil one is a very private matter. In another bit, Shearer is Blackwell, the smarmy L.A. talk show host. He stares into the camera, piercing the boundaries of the TV screen with classic evangelist bravura. His religion is trivia. His guest is Bobby Boucher, who's been doing Irma LaDuce for 25 years and now has a gig at the James Franciscus Dinner Theater. Shearer, who is slight and dark-haired, is a wry, agile performer. Out of character, he wears a Juilliard quietness on his intelligent face, but he transforms himself in every bit. He gets inside Smalls and Blackwell. There's no winking or holding back. A part of him identifies with the salesmen and egoists he especially enjoys lampooning, and the affinity deepens his takes. By acknowledging his responsiveness to his targets, Shearer affirms their power and also places himself on the firing line for self-promotion, lost dreams, and vanity. By crossing over into his characters, he lets us see what slithers beneath their psyches while preserving their humanness. This satire of recognition is quintessential Bob and Ray. You see it, too, in Paul Schaefer's Vegas Smoothies and in Billy Crystal's Old Jewish Cranks. It's the opposite of the snarl and put-down school of comedy epitomized by David Letterman and the recent Saturday Night Live show, a style that dominates the stand-up stage and TV because it's so much easier to feel contempt than to evolve a point of view. Shearer's humor is grounded in news and media. His Reagan is a rambler whose ignorance doesn't eclipse his perniciousness. In a radio address, Ronnie fumes, "If this country had a few more Ollie Norths and a lot fewer Arthur Lymans, there'd be a lot less seeds in our rye bread." Some of Shearer's sharpest work rips open TV, that great traveling salesman in the skies. 5 monitors sit on stage, and between the live pieces, he shows his videos. In one, he perfectly impersonates Laurie Anderson, voice distortions, white tux, and all. She's doing a maxi pad commercial. But the funniest and most ingenious piece is the video Shredding Party. 3 black Marines boogie across the desks of the Senate hearing room and sing the zippy refrain, Shredding Party. And while a giant shredder churns out reams of confetti, Arthur Lyman, in perfect rhythm, keeps asking McFarlane, "What did he tell you about a shredding party?" And McFarlane keeps replying, "Well, just that there had to be one." This video zaps the media's penchant for choreographing history, as well as our appetite for this kind of entertainment. Shearer gets laughs without ever trading away his social vision. Don't miss his Cinemax specials or his show when he tours. In the person of Shearer, brainy, irreverent, underground comedy is surfacing once more.
Laurie Stone is a writer and critic based in New York and a contributor to The Village Voice.